This episode's going to be a really interesting one because I randomly wanted to come on here and talk about my personal experiences because I felt, I got this like download, I guess, of me, from spirit, whatever you call it, to be honest. Not that I wasn't being honest before, but it was more like I just need to be honest is what I just kept hearing. And I'm like, okay. Not that, like I said, not that I wasn't honest, but it was just like a thing of like I just got to share my vulnerable experience. Not necessarily vulnerable experience. I don't even know where I'm getting at. But anyway, I'm drinking my pre-workout while sitting here, and I was like, I'm just going to record. So if I might just be taking sips in between. So don't mind me. But this is going to be short and sweet, okay? I promise. So anyway, I'm just going to kind of go with whatever comes out. So this, like, message that I received was, like, you just got to share with the world, be honest. Because, like, I feel like part of what I've... I feel like I've been sharing part of my experience and what I've been going through, but not all of it. And I don't know, I think it's just like obviously time to really share all of it. And this is going to help you because I've been told to share for a reason. And if I'm being told to share, it's for a very specific reason. So anyway, to cut it all short, like obviously I do OF, right? Now this is we're going to chat like we're besties. Everyone knows I do OF. I make money off OF. And what happened, right, with the transition from my 9 to 5, this is where I'm being really honest. And I wasn't, not that I was like scared to share, but it was like I just didn't feel like it was necessary, but it definitely is necessary. So anyway, I was working real estate. I started doing OF, and that's where I made most of my money. Like, because of my mindset stuff, it was always on the side, right? It was always on the side. And yes, I did have clients and all of that stuff, but obviously it wasn't enough to fund my lifestyle, especially me who likes to get fillers and shit like that. So I started doing OF, and like the first couple of days within doing OF, I was like, it was like it kicked off. And I genuinely believe, like, and I made a video about this earlier in like when it actually took off, was the fact that because I was very passionate about it and because I was being myself, this is why it took off so fast. I'm telling you right now, mainly men that like have this whole fucking retarded belief of like thinking, oh, it's so easy, women just, you know, share their body and they just get easily paid for it. I don't believe that. Absolutely not. It's not that fucking easy. I've seen people around me try to do it and they have failed. They literally do not earn that much money because obviously it takes courage. You got to be confident. The whole stigma around it in itself can be like, you know, it can shatter your confidence. And the bullying and the people that have their fucking ignorant beliefs and stuff. Anyway, so for me, because I've always been very curious to record, I was kind of like very, very not new to my sexuality, but, you know, I hadn't really explored it enough. Long story short, was in a relationship with a girl for 5 years, didn't really explore my sexuality. So like me being my age, I felt like, oh, I still wanted to explore it further. And yes, I'd done all these experiences prior to the 5-year relationship. Like, it's not that I'm like a virgin or anything. It's just, I don't know. I'm a very curious type of person. I love to explore different aspects of everything in life. So for my sexuality, I obviously wanted to do things and try new things that I didn't get to try in that relationship. Not because she was a girl, but because she wasn't very comfortable in her sexuality. I'll just say it how it is. So anyway, I was very passionate about starting OF. I was very passionate about it. And I was like, I really enjoyed it. And the fact that the comments were so nice about people complimenting my body, and because at that time and still now I have a lot of issues with my body. Like, I'm not fully confident with my body. There's aspects of it that I don't like. But what I've really learned is to love and appreciate my body more. And yes, people saying those nice things about my body, because obviously it's all exposed in OF, is like, it's making me feel more confident about myself. It's making me love myself more. So that was obviously a bonus. But anyway, so me doing that and having the curiosity and having the passion to want to express that more, like, obviously an inkling, I liked recording before I did OF. So it wasn't that I wanted to hop on the trend like anyone else. And even if I did, who gives a fuck? But I was like very curious about recording and I was very passionate. And then once I started sharing, you know, with the world that I did OF, then people like had that stigma around it. And then the whole respect came in as well. And me like not demanding, but me being like, well, why is everyone treating me differently just because I do OF? I'm the same person. Like what? And then so that was behind it. But anyway, so what I felt like telling the truth about was like, obviously I make most of my money off OF. And, you know, when I'm posting these videos and on my TikTok about how you can make 10K and how you can start making money online, it wasn't the fact just because I did OF. No, because, you know, I started making more money in my real estate job. I actually made more money than I ever made in my real estate job. And I was like working less as well, because I manifested that. So it was more about the mindset around money, and it was more about, you know, your self-worth and all of that. But like, I felt there was a part of me that felt ashamed, not ashamed, but like I couldn't tell the world like where the money came from, because at the end of the day, it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. But then I was like, well, if I don't tell people about it, then, you know, they're not going to automatically assume it's from OF, which obviously I was clearly fucking wrong, because people still go, well, you can't teach OF. Like, the comments I get are fucked. But anyway, so this is why I'm like, I want to be real right now and be like, who gives a shit where the money came from? Because it actually doesn't matter, because prior to making my first 10K month, I actually manifested $10,000 in the space of 2 months, where it came from absolutely nowhere. When I mean nowhere, I had no idea where it was going to come from, but I had manifested $10,000. And so my point is that you doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter. And like, I was so worried that people were going to be like, yeah, well, obviously you do OF. Like, okay, I thought people weren't going to take me seriously. That was a problem. And I'm thinking, well, now I've got to be honest. I've got to share it with, yeah, I make most of my money off OF, but like, that's still the same. Like, you have to have a very good mindset around money. Like, even doing OF, it's not as easy as just like posting shit online and making all this money. No, absolutely not. Like, it's still a mindset game. I manifested making that amount of money because that was what I wanted to make. Regardless, I could make it, you know, I could manifest $10,000 out of thin air if I wanted to, like I've done before already. It doesn't matter where the money came from. It's the fact that you manifested it. And so now I'm just going to completely drop the fact that, you know, oh, I keep hitting my phone, sorry. I'm going to completely drop the fact that, you know, I'm worried that people aren't going to take me seriously, because I'm the one sitting here that has manifested $10,000 out of nowhere. I was able to make my first 10K month. I was able to make my first 3K week. And even though it's not about that, it's more the fact that the point is, it's like, it's a theme. It's a common theme. By the way, I've made $10,000 a month more than once. So it's a common theme. My point around that is to show that you can absolutely earn more than what you're potentially earning. Like, you can earn so much more than what you're earning. And that was my whole thing. But like, I feel like coming on here today and being open and honest, because I was so worried that people were going to judge me just because I do OF. But like, it got to a point now where I'm like, I don't give a fuck. People can assume, people can judge, people can think this whole thing around OF, I don't give a fuck anymore, because I know damn well who I am and what I'm doing and what it's about. And I know I can help people, because even before I was doing OF, I was making so much more money. I literally will never forget the day that I had like 45 cents in my bank account and I was stuck in a shopping car park, because where I was working in real estate, we had to park at a car park, like at a shopping center car park, and we had to walk across the road and we had to pay for parking. It was the worst. And I will never forget, I did not have enough money to get out of the shopping center. I was so fucking broke. And I remember calling my mum going, I'm so sorry, mum, can you just transfer like $3 so I can get out of the car park? It was so embarrassing. And I remember thinking, I don't ever want to be in that position again, ever, ever. Like, it was the worst experience. It was the worst feeling. It gave me so much anxiety. And that is why I do it, because I know that there are people out there that that have a really, really bad mindset with money. But like, yeah, that's one part of it. But like, obviously people that probably have 45 cents, you know, in their bank account too, or that stress about money every single week. And it is as simple as just changing the way that you view money. It's an internal job. It's not an external job. And when I started doing the work, because I think my biggest struggle has been around money, but when I started doing the work, I started seeing results. And I'm like, well, if I can do it, you can do it. And the thing with like the whole 10K, the first 10K that I made in a month, I remember manifesting that so fucking hard. I was like, I would love to make my first 10K a month. Like, that was my all-time goal. I was like manifesting that since the moment. And here's, I guess, is the problem. The moment I started, like, wanting to go full-time in my mindset business, which was, like, I think 2020 or 2021, which I had no idea what I was doing. I was like, that type of person that I just wanted to be working full-time in that job real quick, right? Like, I wanted to be an entrepreneur real quick. And it doesn't work that way. Anyway, and I had all these, like, limiting beliefs. I was so scared. I had really a really bad mindset at the time, yet here I am wanting to manifest 10K. But like, the point is, like, that girl back then who was like dreaming to manifest or making their first 10K month. Also, it didn't help the fact that when I hired all these business coaches and as part of the business mentoring program that I was in, you had to interact with other business women. Most of them had already been doing it for like minimum a year, and I had literally just started, and so they were all making like 10K month as a minimum. And I remember just thinking, I just want to make my first 10K month. It was such a big deal for me, and it felt so far away, because I was making like maximum 3K a month in real estate, because like I remember I didn't work full-time because I didn't want to, because I had my mindset business. But I was thinking, I can't wait for the day that I just wanted to manifest my first 10K month. And that was back in 2021. So it did take me a little while, because I had a lot of shit that I had to work out. And like, I don't know, I was never going to achieve it. But not that I was never going to achieve it, but it was just so far away, because I had to do so much work on myself. And like, it doesn't matter where, this is my point, it doesn't matter where the money comes from, because I genuinely believe that I was like, me doing OF was such a big part of my growth. And it's such a big part of my journey and who I am, because I stand for, like, I do it for a reason. Obviously, I do it for fun and stuff like that, but it's actually helping me with my own confidence, and it's helping people around me that have this whole stigma around it, you know, be more open-minded. Like, I feel like all the other women that are doing it, like Anna Paul, that are doing it, and, you know, that have the right mindset around it. It's like, I am here to shake things up. So for me to do that has been such a big part of the journey. And so for me to be able to get rid of my 9-to-5 job and all that stuff, it's like OF was such a big part of that. And this is the thing, when we want to manifest, this is what I really want to tell you, like, listen to this very clearly. If it's one thing I've learned, when you want to manifest something, it's always important to say, I want to manifest this specific thing, get very clear, or something better, right? I want to manifest this or something better. So for me, when we want to manifest something, so often what happens is we try to plan out exactly how it's going to go. I never realized, like, I never knew that OF was going to create freedom for me. And like, I that wasn't in my mind. I had no idea. Like, when I first started OF, it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to quit my real estate job because I'm going to do OF. Absolutely not. I had no intentions of making a lot of money off OF. And actually, I'll tell you the truth, which goes in with like confidence and stuff. I had made an account 2 months prior to that, and I'd started trying to get into OF, and it didn't work out because I was so self, I was very self-conscious. I didn't know what I was doing, and I was like, ugh. And so, and that was 2 months, no, it wasn't 2 months prior, actually. I think it was like 6 months prior, and I did it for 2 months or whatever, and I gave up. And because I'm growing at a rapid, like I'm learning about myself, I'm growing internally every single day. So within that space of 6 months, I've grown a lot of confidence. And so when I started OF again, it just worked out perfectly. And I had not, if you would have told me, right, that I wanted to manifest my first 10K month, I wanted to get out of my 9-to-5 job, that OF would be the answer for that, I would absolutely be like, no, you're fucking crazy, right? I'll be like, because back then I didn't want to do OF. I wasn't even interested in it. So my point is that, yeah, you want to manifest $10,000 per, like you want to make $10,000 a month. You want to have these desires, blah, blah, blah. You got to drop the expectation of how it's going to happen because you never know how it's going to play out. Like for me, being able to get to where I am, I had to move to Queensland. Who would have thought that I would have had to have moved to Queensland before to be where I am now? Absolutely not. I tried so hard to do it in Melbourne, trust me. And obviously, like it took a bit longer. And so when I moved to Queensland, things started falling into place because I was in the right place at the right time. Everything was falling into alignment. And like the universe was like, I'm going to give you your manifestation, but you have to do these certain things. You have to move to Queensland. You have to do this. You have to do that. And like, I'm telling you why OF, you're probably thinking like, no, if you still have this whole stigma around like, you're just doing OF because it's easy, blah, blah, blah. No, because the moment that I started making money off OF, I'm not even kidding you. I started it on the, I think the Sunday or something. And then, or was it the Monday? It was a Monday, I'm pretty sure. And then 3 days in, I made my first 1K. Like I made $1,000 within 3 days. I'm not even kidding you. With that Wednesday, right? It was a Wednesday. I remember very clear. I even made a TikTok video on it. I was like, I remember having a conversation with my friend and I was like, I think I want to quit real estate. Like, but I was really hesitant because I'm like, is this just a lucky? Am I just lucky about, you know, am I never going to make this much money again on OF? Like I wasn't sure. And I remember like thinking, I really want to quit real estate, but I'm just going to keep it just in case because I don't know how this OF thing's going to go. And then within that day, 20 minutes later, after I got off the phone to my friend, I got a call from the company that I was working for, the real estate company. And they told me, because I was a contractor, right? Like I was working, I was helping them out. They called me. I'm not even fucking kidding you. They called me 20 minutes after I spoke to my friend telling me I wanted to quit. She said, I'm so sorry, but we have found someone else to do the job that you're doing. So we no longer need you as of Friday. This is the fucking universe telling me, like, you don't need that job anymore. You're exactly where you need to be. OF is exactly what you're meant to be doing, blah, blah, blah. And that was just confirmation. So I'm telling you right now, if you think that OF was a coincidence or, you know, everyone can do it, blah, 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 that's bullshit because it all worked out so fucking well. So well. Mind you, when I moved to Queensland, I had no job. I had absolutely no job, no way of making money. And at this point, I needed to make money because I chewed through my savings when I tried to move the first time, which is another story. But like, I had to get a job. I moved to Queensland without a job, but I had full faith because I knew wholeheartedly that Queensland was where I was meant to be. So when I moved to Queensland, it was like a calling to move to Queensland, which was fucking right. I was like, I'm trusting in the universe and I'm going to get a job. And I had a recruiter at the time that was getting me temp work for real estate. He was trying to look for jobs in Melbourne, even though I was in Queensland, like remote work, which by then, because of COVID, had died down and things like that. It wasn't as often. But I moved to Queensland. I'm like, it's fine. Like, I'm going to get a job. It's all good. I'm not going to stress. It was about 4 weeks in, right? I kind of started, I was like, maybe I should start looking. So I started looking. I started applying. I actually got, I literally got accepted for 2 real estate jobs. And I was like, I turned them down because I'm like, nah, like my recruiter's going to find something. Because working there, if I were to work in real estate in Queensland, I would have had to get a new license, which would have cost $1,000. I would have had to go to work and work on site, and the pay is so much less. So I was like, nah, my recruiter's going to find me a job. Like, I know it's going to be fine. I shit you not, I was driving back from Sunshine Coast one day and my recruiter calls me. He's like, I found a job. This was on week 4. And I was like, I fucking knew it. And I celebrated. I was screaming in the car. I was like, yes, I knew it. Because I knew if the universe sent me to Queensland, right, if I was told to go to Queensland, then the universe is obviously going to support me. It has to happen. So when that happened, I was like, yes, I was celebrating, blah, blah, blah. And then obviously that happened and I was working there for a couple of weeks, and that's when I started OF. And the thing is that this is another calling to do OF, because people were telling me to do it for so long. Not so long, like the last, probably like the last month or two, people were telling me to do it. I had like four different people like, you should do it, you should do it, you should do it. I'm like, oh, I don't know. And then my friend at the time, she was doing it. She's like, you should do it. And so I was like, oh, fine. And that's when I started doing it again. And that's when it kicked off. So I'm telling you right now, the whole point of this like whole episode is like, just... there's a whole bunch of points I was kind of making out. But the number one is like, first of all, with your manifestation, it's always exactly what you want or something better. Like the universe always has a better plan for you. And that's something I've learned. It's like, it's never going to be exactly the way you planned it to be. It's going to be very so much better. You never know how it's going to play out, but just trust in it. So I trusted by moving to Queensland without a job, knowing that, you know, if the universe wants me to be in Queensland, I'm going to be supported. And I was. And then obviously the whole thing with OF, because I wanted to manifest. Okay, so I wrote, I had a list of manifestations for 2022. And do you know what? As I wrote this, I was like, because I tried so much, I was like, you know, as I was writing it, I'm like, it's going to happen. But I'm like, ugh. There was a little bit of anxiety around it. But I wrote a list of the things that I wanted to accomplish by 2022. One of them was that I wanted to manifest my first 10K month, right? I'd been manifesting that since 2021. So, and then my second thing was I left real estate for good. I remember writing for good, because I've left real estate before, but not for good. So this one, and I'm literally going to try pull up, find the book where I wrote it in, but it was actually online. It was on Canva anyway. And I wrote a list of like, I left real estate for good. And I literally accomplished those two things. There was a whole bunch of other things I can't really remember. Those are the two ones that I really wanted as well. And those were the ones that I fucking did. It tick. And I was so, so fucking happy. So anyway, backtrack. So your manifestation, it's this or something better. And the second thing is like, my advice is, if you are feeling like, you know, you are worried people aren't going to take you seriously, or that you want to do something but you're scared of what other people think, it's like, it's obviously, you're meant to do it for a reason. You're absolutely 1000% meant to do it for a reason. So for me, the biggest learning curve is like, it doesn't matter that I do OF and I make money from that, because I felt like, oh, I had to tell people I was making money off my mindset business, which, you know, I have clients. Yeah, that's right. I've closed off clients for now, because to be honest, I'm trying to get this whole website stuff up and going. So I'm only doing OF for now. And that's fine, because I'm still making a fuck ton of money. I'm still living in freedom every single day. And guess what? I get to do OF, which I enjoy, but I also have the time, money, and location freedom to be able to work on my mindset business, which is exactly what I wanted to do. So even though I had this like perfect plan of like, oh, I'm just going to be making money off my mindset business, it's still just as fucking good, because I get to do OF, which is fun in itself. I do enjoy doing it, and it requires barely any effort at all. Like, I will give that. Like, you don't need to do as much. And even the work that I do on it, I still enjoy it. Like, I go live on TikTok because I get to share my mindset and manifestation stuff that I talk about. And I also get to talk about, well, I barely talk about OF, but people are just drawn to me. I don't even ask them to go OF. I don't even need to promote myself. People just do it, because guess what? I'm a fucking magnet and I'm attractive in that way. So yeah, OF can be as easy as that. I see people that are trying to have that, they work hard in advertising their OF. See, I don't fucking need to do that. But I also get to have the time and the freedom to be able to work on my mindset business. Which is like, isn't that such a fucking good manifestation in itself? How, like, isn't that such a good life where you just, like, I literally barely get to do, and that's why, like, the universe is like, here you go, here's your reward, like, that's, you know, you, this is your manifestation. You don't have to work as hard on OF. All you have to do is make some videos, or, you know, just take some photos, blah, 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 and, like, show it on your Instagram. It's not even that much effort. And I go live on TikTok, which I love doing anyway. And I have all the time in the world to work on these courses that I'm working on, the training videos. I can spend more time actually like showing up and live on Instagram or whatever, and be able to like share my wisdom. And this is the thing with me, is that I absolutely love sharing free content about mindset, manifestation, spirituality. I love sharing free content because to me, I'm like, people need to know this stuff. People need to hear it. I'm not, so for me, not to necessarily get paid for it, it's like, it's fine, because if you need to hear it, like if it's information that needs to be heard by ears, then I'm happy to share it for free. And the thing is, I will always get compensated for it. Always. Everything I do, I get compensated for it. That is my core beliefs. And I'm not even kidding you. I always do get compensated for it. It may not necessarily be for the videos, but guess what? I'm getting compensated for being myself and for showing up. Because I remember thinking, if I should get compensated. This is what I'm going to finish off with. And this is also really important. I thought me sharing my videos, my mindset videos, my wisdom on like mindset and manifestation, that I was going to get compensated for that in the terms of like clients and stuff, which is, you know, which I do, but not as much. But the universe is like, no, we'll compensate you because you still get to show up. You still get you have the time to show up and to talk about mindset manifestation, but we're going to compensate you anyway. It's just through a different way. Obviously, OF, it's a different way. And for me, it took me a while to think, because I was like, no, I have to get clients or I have to do this. But it's like the universe is like, no. And this is I'm doing something wrong. I remember even now as I'm talking about it, I'm still like, oh my God, like this is so true. I'm like having an aha moment as I'm saying it. But it's like, I thought I had to get clients. Like I thought that was the way to go, which it could still be the way in the long, who knows? Like, but the fact that I'm still getting compensated because I'm still showing up, right? I'm still sharing mindset and manifestation and my knowledge and the wisdom and stuff like that I have to share, like really important, valuable information. But rather than me assuming that I was going to get compensated by getting clients, which is what I automatically assumed, it's like, no, we'll compensate you through OF, because, you know, that is, it's when you think about it, actually getting compensated through OF is so much better because you get more money. Like, doing one-on-one clients, just think about this. Me actually having one-on-one clients, I'm trading my time for money, right? Because I'm spending my 1 hour or an hour and a half and I'm getting paid a certain amount. That's still trading your time for money. And I don't want to do that. I always said, I'm like, eventually I've always like had this mindset of like, I only want limited one-on-one clients because they drain your energy. No offense. Like obviously you're consuming a lot of your energy, because you're dealing with people one-on-one and obviously their problems and things like that. So I didn't want one-on-one clients to be my go-to. And so and the universe is like, don't worry, we've got you. You're going to start making money off OF. And you're going to be compensated that way. And all I want you to do is just show up online every day and just share your knowledge and your wisdom and help people in that way. Even me saying this right now, I'm just like, oh my God. All the time, I'm like, I should be getting more clients or I should be getting compensated through my mindset, my manifestation. And I'm just thinking, well, I am getting compensated. It's just not in that way. And now I'm just like, oh my God, now I'm having a conversation with myself because I'm still shook. Because like sometimes I feel like, why am I getting paid through OF? When I want to be getting paid through mindset manifestation? But it's like, no, it doesn't matter. And this thing that I'm setting up with the courses and stuff, it's like, it's going to be self-sufficient, if that makes sense. Like, I'm not going to have to really do anything, but people are going to have access to my content. It's just going to be in the background. It's all automated. That's the word I'm looking for. So that way I'll start to get compensated that way as well. And then I can spend more time on the bigger projects that I want to work on, which is going to be the stuff that I really love, but also I get to do OF and get comp. It's just really cool. It's really cool. So I just want you to remind yourself, like, I hope you've learned something valuable from this, but this was me being as vulnerable as I can, because I actually felt really guilty for making money more money off OF than my mindset, because I was like, well, people are going to, like I said, not take me as seriously because people just think it's so easy, when it's actually not. It's not as easy as you think. Like, there's still effort required, but like in my reality, like, the universe is obviously compensating me through OF if I just put in the very bare minimum effort with that, because like for me it's not as much effort because I'm myself when I do it, like, which is I love, and I'm comfortable with doing it, and anyway, and so like, and in return I just have to share, I have to help people in that way. Like, and that's how I'm compensated, which is like a big aha moment for me. And I shouldn't have to feel guilty. I shouldn't have to feel like I can't share it because, yeah, I'm getting compensated through OF, which I felt so, I did. I felt ashamed, not ashamed, but I just felt like, you know, who am I to be able to share how people make money when it's through OF, because I'm worried people are just going to think, because people think it's that fucking easy, but no, it requires effort. And so now I'm just like, who gives a fuck? Because regardless, the money is coming in, because at the end of the day, I set the intention. I wanted to manifest a very I had a very clear intention of exactly the amount I wanted to manifest. And even though it wasn't through the stream that I thought, it was through an even less, like, an easier stream for me. And I get to do what I love and spend more time on actually helping people and working that way. And that's how I get compensated. So it is a full circle. So yeah, I'm no longer feeling ashamed for it. This kind of went on for a lot longer than I thought, but I hope this really, like, if you still have that whole stigma around OF, like, that's, and, you know, you have these certain beliefs around it, then that's fine. I'm not here to change your mind, but I'm just here for you to realize, like, you can absolutely earn an income however way it's going to look like. It doesn't matter what you, you know, are trying to achieve, or it doesn't matter how it's playing out. The only thing that you need to worry about is exactly what you want to manifest, but remember that it can be so much better than that. It could look completely, it could turn out completely different, but in such a better way. And that's how it ended up being for me. So I'm no longer going to feel guilty for making more money off OF, like, or most of my money off OF, if I'm honest. Like, yeah, most of my money. And at the moment, it's all the money, because I've completely closed coaching because I don't want to do that at the moment, because I'm working on these courses that I'm working on, which will make money as well. So multiple sources of income, that's the way to do it these days. And yeah, I'm going to continue to share that fucking apologetically, because I'm so over getting in my own head and getting in my own way and being worried about, people are going to judge regardless. This is the thing. People are going to judge whatever you do. People will find ways to judge you. So that's why I'm like, it doesn't matter if it's this or that. It doesn't matter. So I'm just being very honest. And yes, I make all my money off OF, and like, I can share that because I still at the end of the day manifested that amount from OF, which I actually didn't think it would be from OF, but it ended up being from OF. But it doesn't matter where it came from, because guess what? At the end of the day, I still made my first 10K month, and now it's, you know, more than that. So my bloody fucking point is, who gives a fuck where the money comes from? If you want something, go for it. Manifest it hard, and don't forget that it could turn out so much better than you expected. So with all of that being said, I hope you learned something from this, and I do really do hope that you ended up with more of an open mind about the whole OF thing. But if you didn't, that doesn't affect me, because I don't give a fuck. But at the end of the day, I am achieving big things. And I felt like I was going backwards, right? I felt like, not backwards, I felt like I wasn't really achieving the things that I wanted to achieve because I had the expectation that I was meant to be all like be successful through my mindset business, which, you know, obviously that's still happening, but it's just going about it in a very different way. So OF is that obviously the funding thing for me and the mindset that's helping me create more freedom in being able to spend more time building my courses and doing that like I have. And like this is the third time me using a different software. But the thing is I have the time to be able to, you know, learn it three different times because I make money off OF and it's fucking easy. So it's easy for me, right? And I say it's easy because I make sure that everything is easy. That's my belief around that. So when I say, you're probably confused when I say about OF, it's like, it's not fucking easy. You got to put in work. Well, no, it is easy for me because that's how because people like to join my OF because my personality, because my body, because people are drawn to me. That's how I genuinely believe. But like, you know, there's obviously some effort required. And like I told you before, I failed the first time because I didn't have the confidence. I was way too scared to share it. And like, I was a very different person when I first did it. I was so ashamed to do it. This time, I don't give a fuck. And that's the difference. It's all about energy. So I'm going to close this episode right now, but I hope you've learned some valuable things from what I've said. And please remember, like, join my Facebook group because that's where I go live every single week talking about mindset, manifestation, spirituality. And if you have things you want me to talk about on the podcast or on my lives in my Facebook group, then just let me know because I'm all about serving you guys. And guess what, motherfuckers? I have the time to do it. So that's all I have to say. I appreciate you guys being here and I'll see you in the next episode.